You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, very interesting when you take a look at what took place over the weekend. Tigers, a huge win at the PMAC in overtime, beat Tennessee 82-80. To the people that vote in the AP, not big enough. They didn't move. They did not move in the poll. Doesn't matter. We'll talk about the big win, of course. Javonte Smart, goodness, did he have himself a stretch there. 11 straight points. We'll talk a little bit about that game, of course. Get your takes and reactions, Tiger fans, as well. Madeline Adams is going to join us from at 1:15. WAFB over in Baton Rouge was in the house. Obviously, the environment was spectacular. At least definitely came across over on TV. If you're at the game, I want to hear from you as well going into it. Jacques Doucet, also from WAFB, had an interesting tweet this morning saying the attendance is actually lower this year, per average, just a hair over 10, than it was in the Ben Simmons season, which was a hair over 11. A couple more home games left to boost that attendance up, but he's surprised by that. See, Ben Simmons got a lot of attention, but this is clearly going to be a team that's a little bit more successful. They're actually going to go to the tournament this year. They didn't with Ben Simmons. Anyway, we'll definitely touch on that. And oh, boy. Did you enjoy, maybe it's just me, did you enjoy the little snip of sincerity there? Pels win on Saturday against the Lakers. Did you? Anybody else out there enjoy the win Saturday? Anthony Davis, less Pels, Sats due to rest. Anybody else? Anybody? Anybody out there? 800-998-1003. I did. Not bitter. I'm not, it's interesting to watch that game, 128-115 the final, to see the fallout from that game, right? And it's just incredible. The Lakers had two games last week, okay? So they beat the Rockets 111-106 the first game out of the All-Star break. You remember that game, right? You had to have remembered that game. You know why I say you had to have remembered? Because social media couldn't let you forget about the La Statue. The dunk from LeBron down the lane with one arm up looked like the Statue of Liberty, apparently. I mean, it was everywhere. Greatest dunk in a regular season game of all time. It was incredible. It came back down 19. Harden, Chris Paul fouled out. Remember, we talked about it on Friday. But again, the greatest dunk of all time. You surely remember that win, right? You remember earlier in that game, in the shoot-around, LeBron mode has been quote-unquote activated. LeBron mode, playoff mode activated for LeBron. A lot of people made fun, had a little fun with that, right? It's incredible. I mean, it's an unbelievable win at home in L.A. The very next time they step on the court, disaster, right? I mean, they lost to the Pels. He calls out the team. What's effort and energy? Mind you, in that game in which they lost or they won to the Rockets, there's so much footage and instances of him like not running back, showing disgust because a teammate shoots a three and misses. I mean, it's amazing. Remember, when they win, LeBron. When they lose, it is everybody else's fault. I'm going to play you the post-game sound. It was. It's almost laughable, right? Throws everyone under the bus. But it did. What I'm laughing at, why I'm laughing is this. Look, I get in any game, things can go a certain way. I understand that. It's just funny because, yes, those guys, you know, the national media, the ones that swore Dell Demps' job, the firing took place because he didn't make the Lakers trade. You know, the people that told us, you better make that trade. It's the best you're going to get. Mind you, you might want to go check out something I retweeted a little bit earlier at GCats_17, my Twitter account. And Jordan, go ahead and retweet that as well. The Boston Globe piece on Jason Tatum. Looking forward to being an all-star. Wants to be good. And also, apparently, AD and a couple of the Pelicans took on Jason Tatum before he played at Duke. Some thoughts from AD on Jason Tatum. So it's just interesting. Remember, you're never going to get a better deal. You're not going to get a better group of guys. It's just incredible to me. Halftime of that game, Barkley, before he went comedian in that halftime show, said the Kings will make the playoffs, not the Lakers. Lakers come back, win it. They're making fun of them. They're going, ha-ha, see, look how good they are. And then sure enough, it only took minutes. See, Pelicans blew it. You're not going to get this deal. You need to build around this core. Very next game, lose to the Pelicans, they're terrible. Dumpster fire. Trash. LeBron's going to lose his streak of going to the playoffs. It's incredible. It's incredible. Royce Young, ESPN NBA report. Again, I'm going to apply. Joey, it's not that I don't want to hang out with you. I'm just going to do double duty because basically you can cover the league in your hometown. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to apply to be an NBA insider. I can't imagine I have any less credentials than people that have been speaking on behalf of other NBA teams, including your New Orleans Pelicans, on a national basis. I cannot have less, right? Even if I don't watch the other teams, Joey, I'm just going to make stuff up. Because, again, remember, just weeks ago, we were not even like 2-3 weeks removed from the NBA trade deadline. You remember the 2 weeks leading up to that? Pelicans better do it. Young core, good team. And I'm like, did you not see the last couple of seasons? Did you not watch last year? They're terrible. Royce Young, ESPN NBA insider. Get this.
The Lakers just really aren't that great. I mean, like, you added LeBron James onto a team that was last year. I don't remember what the Lakers won. They were in the 30s or something like that. They were a lottery team. So it's not like last season's Lakers team was, like, really good, and then you added LeBron into it, and bam, all of a sudden they're a contender. Like, they have a long way to go. They were a team caught in the process of development, and then you added in LeBron. And that hasn't been enough to boost them in the Western Conference. So I think we're all sitting here going, what's wrong with the Lakers? What's wrong with LeBron? I feel like in retrospect, we really shouldn't be all that surprised by this.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's the funniest thing about this. Why is he surprised? I mean, what changed? Where did it go? It's incredible. Like, I saw at the beginning of this year, and I was listening to Golic and Wingo this morning. Twitter, Dave, I'll get to you in about 30 seconds. And they're like, you know, you remember, like, Golic, and they were making fun of him, saying they were picked to win 46 games, third or second place in the Western Conference. I'm like, based on what? Because here's the thing. Again, I want to be an NBA inside reporter. Because if you've watched LeBron, most of his career, he's a facilitator. He's more Magic than Michael. He likes to get other players involved. Yeah, can he take over in certain stretches? Sure. You know, miles on those legs, the amount of play. He's not going to be able to carry a team himself over the length of a season. Can he do it in a game? Can he do it in a spurt? Sure he can. Absolutely. But you're going to have people can actually make shots. I mean, I get it. The national media pretty much threw everyone like Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving on their way. They had no hand in helping win the NBA championship over there at Cleveland. They're actually pretty good players. They don't have anybody near the level. Look, you can try to tell me Kuzma's got potential and some. Stop. I mean, they're not Love and Kyrie Irving. So he doesn't have that. So he's trying to dish and he's trying to assist. The guys can't make shots. They can't play defense. Don't want to play defense. And aside from the fact when you throw guys like Brandon Ingram, you throw them under the bus. How about that picture I retweeted earlier today? Jim Eichenhofer of the Pels. Team photographer had it and I retweeted him from Pelicans.com. Shek Diallo. Looks like 3 feet off the air. One hand palming a Brandon Ingram attempt to dunk. Look, we're going to talk a little bit more about this game coming up next segment. And what we saw. But it's just funny to hear the fallout. I mean, this morning, screaming A, and then they're just, you know, the Pelicans, they will not let go of this narrative. The Pelicans purposely disrupted their team chemistry. Amigos, that team chemistry was eroded the second 23 joined the team. Conflicting reports. They even left the coach. I spoke to people that were at the arena. There's always two buses. If there's one, they're parked in the dock. The bus pulled off. David Grubb, you're going to try to hear from him today. He was in the arena area, saw the bus leave without Luke Walton, the head coach. They left the head coach behind. Now the Lakers out there saying, no, he meant to take the second bus. Did he? Because, I mean, last I checked, both buses are always there. One bus doesn't leave, and then the other one shows up. They're there. They're, like, parked there before the game ends. Well before the game ends. Damage control. Seriously, Luke Walton. LeBron, after he rips his teammates, gets on the bus. We're good. Let's go. Gotta get home. Twitter Dave, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
I'm good, brother. I wanted to comment on that. I've seen on the internet the fact that they had LeBron driving the bus.
I saw that. LeBron. And then they had Speed. Remember that movie Speed? And it had him with the bus driver. I mean, it's been so good. The memes have been fantastic when it comes to that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it just goes to show how bad the Lakers are, and when are they going to start admitting that fact that Magic, he's the one that drafted that kid in the first round, second pick, and he's a bust. Would you argue that that would be a bust, you know, and you already were trying to pawn him off? I mean, they talk about our team and our ownership, and they have yet to talk about how bad of a job he has done that. And because, I mean, you wouldn't be giving me your first round pick in 2 years later if he was any good. I don't know. They just don't realize that we're going to do what's best for New Orleans. And and only New Orleans people can understand that. The national people are going to just, like, you know, we're messing everything up.
It's incredible. Yep. Like I said, I mean, you heard Royce Young. I mean, and I respect him. I mean, the guy covered the Thunder for a while. Now he's moved up to overall NBA. And so I do. It's just, I mean, to hear somebody sound like they're surprised, maybe they're just not really that good. Exactly. That's why the Pels didn't pull the trigger on that trade. I mean,
that's exactly right.
I mean, it's incredible. Look, as much as LeBron likes to bring in new talent around him, even in midseason, he never tried to act like there might have been some rumors about Kevin Love for another piece. He never probably appreciated Kevin Love as much. But even with Kyrie, I mean, he understood and knew those two guys, you need them, right? I mean, with this Lakers move, Twitter, Dave, it was, who do you want? Take them all. I mean, he tried to get rid of the entire team.
Right. I seen your tweet. On another note, I seen your tweet about Will Wade. I always throw him the kitchen sink, and everything what he wants is going to need. Because he's the real deal, man. I mean, everything I've seen of him, you know, the LSU basketball is back, and we have the coach that's going to get it done. LSU's got deep pockets. I know there's a lot of what you call blue bloods out there, but they're no deeper than us. They're not deep. I mean, think about it. I mean, people will always say LSU's got deep pockets. That's why they're so good in football and consistent. Well, I think that goes the same thing with basketball. If you're good and you have a great coach, I think they're going to throw them everything they can. And it was a great weekend. The whole NBA part and LSU baseball, basketball. It was just a great weekend for Louisiana sports altogether, brother. And I'm enjoying the show and just keep the work good work up.
Yeah, no, like I said, I hear you, and it'll be interesting to see where the Will Wade situation goes, and we'll touch on that here in a little bit. But also, look, it was a good weekend. You got some wins, and you know, not only locally here, but also nationally, it's making news. So we'll see where it goes, man. Thanks, Twitter Dave. Appreciate it, bud. 800-998-1003. Hour one's brought to you by the Sports Hangover. The Sports Hangover is always brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Have been injured in an accident? Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Go ahead and give them a buzz. Go check out and see why. They're the folks you need to call if you feel like you have any kind of personal injury whatsoever, right? Maritime, you work. I mean, anything. Just give them a buzz. It's a free consultation call. And when you go online, kinginjuryfirm.com, you're going to see that videos, blogs, instances of things that they have done in the past that maybe you can go, okay, well, look, then they can maybe help me out. It's 504-909-KING is the number to call. We come back, Andrew Lopez of the TimesPicayuneOhio.com. We'll talk a little bit more about this game specifically. Jrue Holiday just continues to impress on and off the court. Just what he says, how he acts and feels is incredible. We'll open up the phone lines again back at 12:30 if you want to give us takes on the LSU win, on the win, of course, by the Pels. Plus, we got a bunch of little storylines as well. The NFL Combine is going to kick off and get underway this weekend. Larry Hole is going to try to join us in the final hour. He's heading there tomorrow to spend the entire week up there as the Combine is going on. But, Gus, the Saints don't have that many draft picks. You still do your due diligence, and you don't know if you can move back into that first round, if you can do whatever to get additional picks. So you got to do your homework. We'll keep an eye on that as well. It's a Sports Hangover just underway. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
It's Mardi Gras time, and Joe's Septic Contractors would like to let everyone know that there is still time to call in your orders for portable toilets and hand wash stations. You can order 2, 3, 6, 10, and 18 stall restroom trailers. From everyone at Joe's Septic Contractors, have a happy and safe Mardi Gras. Call 985-632-5592 or visit joesseptic.com.
No way.
Are you hungry? Wild Cafe and Wingery and Cutoff has nothing but the freshest, wholesome flavors and genuine taste. You'll love their fresh salads, wraps, burgers, tenders, and wings with your choice of their award-winning signature sauces and spiced rubs. Stop in for lunch or for dinner 7 days a week. Wild Cafe and Wingery will surely satisfy any appetite for wings and a whole lot more. Located at 3162 in Cutoff on Torpin Pass.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Going to get here in a little bit. Yahoo saying sources, Arizona's Sean Miller and LSU's Will Wade notified they will be subpoenaed in a federal hoops corruption trial. Give you more details on that. April 22nd is when that begins. Why they're being subpoenaed, we'll touch on that here in a little bit. So Saturday, Pels get the win over the Lakers. Head coach Alvin Gentry.
I just thought we played hard and we competed, and I thought we did a good job. I thought with the pace of the game, probably the best that we've done this year, as far as starting with good pace and keeping the pace going.
Andrew Lopez at the TimesPicayuneNola.com joins us at _Andrew_Lopez. The way to follow him over on Twitter. Andrew, how are you this afternoon, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, this is the fan in me. It's the new Orleans in me. I enjoyed that win. Probably a little bit more than a normal team that's probably not going to make the postseason, but I did. I enjoyed it. What was the atmosphere like in there at the Smoothie King Center?
It was interesting. I think that might be a good way to put it. It was interesting. You looked at everything that kind of went on down there. I mean, you had cheering right away for Anthony Davis. I mean, for LeBron James, kind of then met with boos the rest of the way. Fans kind of booed him every time he touched the ball. It was interesting to kind of watch it all go down. You know, just the entire game, really, where you kind of remember the other day when Anthony Davis played his first game, mm-hmm. and the fans booed him every time he got the ball.
Right.
It was like, oh, okay, cool. But by the second quarter, they kind of forgot that they were supposed to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't forget this time with LeBron James. They kept it up the whole way, and you know, kind of played out the way you kind of thought it would.
I thought it was interesting Friday night. Right, your team hates you when Anthony Davis was shooting free throws to the Pacers. You knew that was coming. I mean, when the Lakers played at Indiana, they were chanting to different players, "What, Brandon Ingram, LeBron's going to trade you, and then JaVale McGee, you're not worth trading." I mean, it was.
What's funny about that was we were on the other side of the arena from
uh-huh.
that, so we couldn't actually hear what it was. And at first we. Will Guillory was sitting up there with me. We thought they said Boogie hates you. I'm like, that's weird. Like, why are they bringing Boogie into this? And then somebody, the Pacers guys sit closer to that, and that's when we found out it was your team hates you. We're like, oh, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, that makes way more sense. Look, it almost thinks like it is what it is with this, right? I mean, I don't know. Am I wrong in thinking that I think at least the ones that do show up to the game and probably ones that tweet at you and read what you write, they appreciate and like seeing the play. I mentioned Jim Eichenhofer's tweet of the picture of Shaq Diallo going up and, you know, it's just a perfect still
right.
of the one hand shot block of, you know, Ingram trying to dunk. I don't know. I think people want to see, you know, as I call them, Drew and the Legacies. Compete and play hard. And I love it, which is why it gets bothering because when I hear national people say they're trying to tank by not playing them, I'm like, actually, this team plays harder and actually wins when AD's not playing.
They play hard. It's kind of funny. So they play harder, but it doesn't always equate to like they're a better team.
Right.
And I don't think they are a better team when Anthony Davis is off the floor. The plus minus numbers dictate that. The offensive rating numbers dictate that, but it does seem like they play harder when he's not on the court, and I that's what those fans want. Even Alvin Gentry made mention of it the other day about, you know, the fans. One of those first games without AD was when they started cheering. They gave him a standing ovation at halftime, and Gentry was like, "This that's the first time he's ever seen that." Mm-hmm. Since he's been here, so they're definitely they play harder, and I think the fans appreciate that. Going forward, and I think that's what you kind of have to focus on right now. You're a lot of fans understand the scenario you're in. I'm not saying you want to lose games, but fans are going to be like, okay, you know, if we lose this one, we're going to be okay. Maybe every game except the Lakers.
Right,
I think every
right.
fan probably wanted to win that one, but. They understand what the metrics behind it, the stats behind it. So, to me, it's interesting to see how they are reacting to this right now.
You know, in the game 128-115, the Pels win. Speak with Andrew Lopez at TimesPicayuneNola.com. You know, Kuzma put up 16, Ingram had 29, and then after in the locker room, LeBron, you know, at least it's definitely being spoken about, like he questioned, you know, their
right.
desire to really play hard. Does he know what it's like? Do they know what it's like to really want to be into, you know, playoff push and all this other stuff? But I just find it interesting. I played a bite this morning of Royce Young. You know, I mean, I respect him, but I mean, he's like, maybe we just forgot how bad they were. I mean, I'm like, that's the team they were trying to throw at us, you know, in the trade. It's just, it's incredible how they win on Wednesday, LeBron mode activated for the playoffs. They lose, the team stinks. They even maybe left Luke Walton on the, you know, on the other bus. That, it's incredible.
It was, you know, it was a crazy thing. I mean, and like I said, this is seeing the team that LeBron thought, like, you know, they weren't ready. This wasn't the team that was ready last year, and this wasn't, without another superstar, the team that was going to be ready this year. And I think he's starting to figure that out now even more. Like, you thought everything could be different because he was here, and that's not the case. It's not, you're not going to automatically change this team, the rest of these pieces. They still have to wait and grow. They're not going to just do it in 1 year. Just because LeBron is on the team, it doesn't mean they're going to grow. You know, Ingram had 29 the other night. Okay, great. You know, they are growing pieces. They are good pieces. Okay, this isn't going to just be a team that is going to be very bad. But to me, it is, they're growing. And LeBron is not going to fix that. That's why LeBron made the push to try and get Anthony Davis. And you can spin it any way you want. You know, I don't think I'd consider any of those guys blue chip prospects. They're all three, I think, talking about the best three of Kuzma, Ingram, Lonzo Ball. They're three very, very good prospects. I still think Tatum is better long term than those three guys. And it's hard to make that sell when this team is below 500 right now, that these were three blue chip guys that the Pelicans just had to take right away.
Why do I feel like every week, every game, I just continue to get more and more impressed by Drew Holiday? You know, because, I mean, look, this is going to be one of the questions, right? And it's almost maybe becoming a dumb question as to, is he somebody you continue to build around moving forward next year and so forth and so much? Because, again, because it's the Lakers, more national eyes are on this game. But it was incredible to hear people that cover the Lakers or just nationally say, maybe we forget how good Drew Holiday is and how underrated he is. Like, he, in the last 2-3 weeks since all this has really gone on, man, Andrew, like, the love for him locally has grown, and I think the respect for him nationally has grown as well.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you what, one thing that's been more impressive to me with him has been, he doesn't take a playoff. You never see Drew Holiday do that. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things this year has been watching Drew Holiday go into what we call first team mode, when he just decides, oh, I'm just going to dominate everybody right now. I'm gonna put the clamps on whoever. I'm going to lock this guy up. And the fans really kind of get behind that. The team really kind of gets behind that. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's been impressive to watch so far. But I think you're going to see a better and more efficient Drew Holiday the rest of the year, even though he is where he's at right now. Because even if he's going to get 30 to 32 minutes, he's rested. He had 9 days off for the All-Star break, and now he's only playing 32 to 33 minutes a game. Like, he had 27 the other night, played 33 minutes even.
Yeah.
You know, he's had games where he's been in 28s, 29, 30s, but he's been playing 42, 41 minutes. Now that he's only playing 33, 34, I think you're going to see a better, more efficient Drew Holiday as we go forward. And he is going to be the leader of this team going into the summer. They are going to make moves. I don't think this is going to be a rebuild situation. If they make the right moves in the summer, say you get Tatum, they're going to be in a position to compete next year. They're not going to, you know, be in a mix for home court or anything like that, but they're going to be around and have a chance to make a little bit of noise and maybe make the playoffs, you know, depending on what haul they get back, who they decide to bring back. So it's going to be interesting to see, but you can't say enough about what Drew Holiday has done right now.
No doubt. I mean, no doubt. And like I said, I thought last year in that playoff series against Portland, he was outstanding. And he really showed what he could do on both sides. And being that two-way player that seems to be the elusive player that everyone wants, you know, you could make the case and argument, hey, you could probably get something really good for him.
Yeah,
or is it just better, Andrew, to kind of move forward, like you said, and you know, and build around him and maybe not be as long a rebuild, which is what I keep thinking. If you do this right, there's no reason the Pels can't be in contention for an 8 seed here a little bit. I mean, you saw what Sacramento's done, you know, and they're right in there battling.
You could get one heck of a haul for Jrue Holiday right now, if you decided. However, I do think that there's a bit of a – I think both sides want to make this work if it's not going to be a complete teardown rebuild. Jrue Holiday respects the New Orleans Pelicans organization a lot for what they did when his wife Lauren was sick, when they had Jrue Tyler and giving him the time off and doing that. There was a Boston Globe article today talked about how Jason Tatum went up against some of those Pelicans because they were doing some private workouts in at Duke that year, and it was basically like six or seven players who went to North Carolina to work out with Holiday while that was all going on, just to be there with him. He appreciates what they did. The Pelicans love what he is. They love what he represents. And if both parties want this to continue, it will continue, and Jrue will be the face of the franchise through this entire process.
He kind of looks like he's comfortable in that here as well. Just don't make him the point guard. He wants to play the two. He loves the two. He's made
always,
it obviously.
Always wants to be the two. Please just let me be the two.
Just let him be the two. Tonight they actually get on the court, taking on Philadelphia. This hasn't been one of the better matchups in terms of Anthony Davis. So we're assuming, obviously, they held him out because it's a back-to-back. So they're playing here. Look, this is, you know, Joel Embiid, I'm not going to say owns AD, but I think he kind of gets up to play Anthony Davis. And this is a team in the Sixers that went and made some moves at the trade deadline. They're now being one of the favorites to win that East here as well. So I'm interested to see what kind of performance comes up here tonight, especially from AD.
Yeah, I think you'll see a better one, mostly because I think Embiid's going to be out with that left knee soreness. So he's not going to play. It is going to give AD a chance to go up against, I think Boban is the starting center for right now, mm-hmm. the 7-3 guy, who when the Clippers played him, Boban didn't even play at all, almost, because he can't run as well. So I think you'll see a better performance from AD. You know, you have a unique challenge against this Philadelphia lineup because you start a 6'10 Ben Simmons at point guard.
Right.
You have J.J. Redick, but then you go 6'8", 6'9", with two dynamic guys on the wing with Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. So it presents some unique challenges. But I think the Pelicans are definitely going to be up for it tonight, especially when they defended a very long and interesting team in the Los Angeles Lakers the other night, where mm-hmm. I think 6'7 was the shortest guy in their starting lineup. You went Brandon Ingram and Reggie Bullock, and then you went LeBron on up. So they showed they could defend the longer guys the other night, and I think they'll do the same thing against the 76ers.
Andrew, always fun, man, when you join us a little bit. _Andrew_Lopez, the way to follow him on Twitter. And, of course, NOLA.com and the time to speak to you. And appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the season. We'll keep touching base with you.
No problem.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Quick break. We come back. Sharif Eishak has joined us. He likes to do that on his day off for some reason. So we're going to talk about the big story coming out from Yahoo Sports. Will Wade is actually having a press conference right now. Sheldon Mickles of The Advocate sort of tweeting what's going on. Just, it's a normal Hoops press conference. They take on Texas A&M tomorrow. You know, so they're asking about Tremont Waters. We'll see if anyone asks him about the story that has come out, in which he and Coach Miller from Arizona have been given notice that they're being subpoenaed. So that trial is going to start April 22nd. We'll give you the details on that when we come back. We'll get Sharif's take as well, especially since he has his LSU sweatshirt on as well. You're happy of the baseball team? What, nice win. How about the Tigers not moving up in the polls, huh?
I mean, they did lose to Florida, and they beat the number 5 team the country, who balances it out.
Yeah, the Florida loss is kind of one of them.
Also, the teams in front of them didn't lose.
Right.
Marquette, Houston. Yeah. Those teams are pretty good.
No, it's easier to say conspiracy. Everyone hates LSU.
Conspiracy, then why is he getting subpoenaed?
That's a very good. No, I'm being serious. Let's talk about this. How big a deal is this? You know, how big a deal is this? Now, your face is telling me it's not a big deal,
then
but
it
be?
Everyone else might as well be in trouble then, too.
Well, but they're not the ones being subpoenaed.
Do you want to open the Pandora's box? Is that what
800-999-9999. There you go. 800-998-1003 is the way to give us a call at ESPN Radio NOAA as well. If you want to join us over on social media, it's Gus Katigal's The Sports Hangover. And you're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GEAUX Spine.com to make an appointment today.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. So let's talk a little bit about this. Sorry, Pasha. Channel 6, WDSU Sports. First off, no one broke into your car this morning. Huh? No one in a truck. Last Monday, you didn't walk on into somebody's doing it, but you looked out your window and someone was in your truck breaking into it.
Yeah. Much better week this week. Just a nail in the tire.
Just a nail in your tire. Joey, what is going on with his truck over here?
Jordan.
Oh,
he's missing today, huh?
Well, he's writing papers. It's paper week, apparently.
Conspiracy.
I just blame the streets of New Orleans.
Although he's been writing a lot of papers recently, you know, and I'm
papers
like,
and how to like break into cars and trucks.
Yeah, remember last week? You know, he knew a little bit too much about that. All right, So Will Wade did just say, "What do you go ahead? Just read that."
All right. I guess this is Amy Just. She said she's at the press conference. Mm-hmm. The full quote from Will Wade on the Yahoo Report corruption trial. I've been focusing on the team and our guys. I haven't been following it. So you're pretty much.
Okay. So no comment.
No comment. Hey,
let's be honest. Anytime you're subpoenaed in a federal, I don't know what you're talking about. Because remember, anything you say is going to, you know, based on this. So let me talk a little bit about what's going on. If you don't know what it is, you remember a couple months ago.
I think it was a year. Was it a year ago?
Almost.
Ago?
Well, October is when he was found guilty. Oh. So how do we explain this? To put it in short, right, from AAU to college to what have you in high school, you have middle men, people that act as communicators between coaches that recruit. Not, like this has grown now. It's not that you didn't have these people before, but now it's – there's a business, essentially, of somebody that maybe knows Coach Ishak, and it's me, right? And Jordan's the head coach. So as to a way to avoid Coach talking to Sharif about certain things, I'm involved. So I come to Sharif and I say, hey, request or whatever. I mean, it could be anything, right? Anyway, so this is from Pat Forty, Pete Thamel, Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. All three people have been covering this for a while, and this is what they put out just a little bit ago. That Sean Miller and Will Wade, Sean Miller is the Arizona head basketball coach, and Will Wade, of course, the basketball coach of LSU. They're going to be subpoenaed for the April 22nd federal basketball corruption trial. These notifications are essentially a courtesy to avoid a public spectacle for the coaches, like getting served in the middle of a game or practice. They continue. The impending subpoenas mark a potentially dynamic development in the college basketball corruption case. It creates the potential of two high-profile head coaches testifying in federal court about the granular detail of the recruiting underworld, something that never manifested in the initial federal trial last fall. It raises thorny questions for the public universities that employ them, as both the optics of potentially testifying in federal court about basketball recruiting and potential answers that could be given under oath will be a likely cause for consternation for Arizona and LSU. Now, both coaches have been known to be on a federal wiretap talking about Christian Dawkins. Okay, Sharif, this is the individual that got convicted. The former low-level agent runner who was found guilty of multiple felony fraud charges in the first basketball corruption trial in October. The impending subpoenas also increased the likelihood that those tapes would be played at trial, as defense attorneys are likely to want to walk the jury through the realities of recruiting in college basketball's underworld. Then they write this specifically about Will Wade. He's 36 in the second season as the head coach at LSU and the Tigers' first place in the SEC right now, projected to be a number three seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament. Wade hasn't been under the level of scrutiny as Miller in relation to the scandal, but did enter the crosshairs during the first federal trial in October. Wade's name emerged as part of a conversation with Dawkins about a recruit named Balsa Koprivica. One of the Adidas executives, Jim Gatto's attorneys, read aloud a wiretap transcript where Wade and Dawkins were speaking about Koprivica. The attorney, Casey E. Donnelly, said that Wade and Dawkins were communicating to get him what he needs, quote-unquote, meaning money. She said, in order to play at LSU. Now, this is the copy of the transcripts that was released. Donnelly read the conversation this way, quote, "Would you want Balsa?" Dawkins asked. "Oh, the big kid," Wade responded. Dawkins confirmed. "Okay, but there's other expletive involved in it," Wade said. "Wait, I've got to go shut my door. I can get you what you need, but it's got to work." Now, back at SEC Media Days, Sharif, in October, Will Wade said, quote, "He never, ever did business of any kind with Christian Dawkins." And then Yahoo writes, though, "There's an expectation that Wade will appear on wiretaps talking about recruits other than Koprivica. Wade has had recruiting success that historically anonymous looks weird, okay? Luring top players from Connecticut, Tremont Waters, and New Jersey, Naz Reid to Baton Rouge." So they're questioning and wondering, how's the team that hadn't won all of a sudden get these top recruiting classes? So a little insinuation here. All right, so I just read you the story, essentially, the basis of it. There's a lot more if you want to go to it. We'll retweet it in case you want to go read as well. Do you think this is a big deal or not?
I don't know, man. What you just read confused me so much. There was so much legal talk in it that I got so confused. But I understand paying players, funneling money from the middleman to make sure they go to your school.
Right.
Pretty much the gist of it, right?
Right.
Is he guilty? Is anyone guilty yet?
What I think is going to be interesting is, and I'm not calling it semantics, but what I'm calling it is this, right? So if I tell you that I want to do something until the transaction takes Robert Kraft, I'm just using him on Friday, right? If he's in the spa talking about services wanted, does he commit the crime until the transaction is made and services are rendered? You get what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
So I can sit there and say, Sharif, I want you to come over to Channel 4, Channel 8, talk about that and everything. But until you sign that contract, you're not an employee, right?
Right.
Now, that, again, that's semantics to me in terms of this, discussing illegal payments and stuff. Look, I don't think there's anybody that honestly believes, pick a sport, any sport, some things don't get given to certain players, one way, shape, or form, or family members happen to get new jobs. I mean, we all know that.
Do you want to just make a blanket statement, say, I don't want to say everyone, but a lot. A lot
there's
of
some sort of,
yeah,
something.
Lot of some kind of some
pick
kind
a school,
of cheating
school.
Is going on,
right?
Yeah.
Or skirting. Let's just say operating in the gray area,
yeah.
Right?
It's
like gone
everywhere.
Are the days. Not the same gone are the days, but like the I'm handing you a brown envelope of cash. There are other ways to do that now, and there's and part of the way to do that is the coaches can claim I didn't know, I don't know. I mean, you've heard Patino try to say that at Louisville because they use middle people. They use somebody that knows somebody that gets this done. The coach never makes the phone call. It's not on his phone. You don't see him at the place. You know what I'm getting at? So that's how it's moved. But, I mean, look, Shaq said he got paid at LSU.
Shocker.
You know? So, Joey with the appropriate music. But that's my point, okay? So, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Is it a big deal or not? No one's saying he can get arrested for this. This is to try to convict other people. The thing is, they're going to possibly be heard on the phone talking about, okay, look, well, what does he want? I'll give you what he wants and things
like
that.
Do you get in trouble for that? If he doesn't, not
see,
the transaction never happens.
Well, you
do
brought
you get
up
trouble?
This it, during the break. Because, again, this is a federal corruption trial of people that worked as agents runners, right? They're not trying Sean Mill and Will Wade. Let's make that clear. But will the NCAA, which said in October they're keeping a close eye on this, come out and say, wait a minute, we heard you say that you wanted to pay Sharif and you got his parents a new gig and all this other stuff. We like to talk to you. Because
of all organizations that should get involved in
you
stuff,
brought up
should be the last
the number
ones.
One thing. Do they want to open Pandora's box? Because does anybody, and I'm not accusing, but does Duke want to be opened up to scrutiny? Does North Carolina want
Kentucky,
to be
Kentucky, all the mean, blue bloods,
exactly.
Everybody.
Does everybody want to be open?
Everyone's
up?
Operating in a gray area.
And that's what I
the
I
problem
think it's
is,
easier
to the
say
problem
the
is because kids need to be paid to play. If you could pay them, this
right.
is prop. It's never going to stop, even if you pay them.
That's
but,
what I was getting at. Because what is going to be enough?
Yeah,
right?
Nothing's ever
I mean,
enough.
Like,
it's 2019, Gus.
Plus, I'm
nothing's
getting at, like,
ever
we were
enough.
Talking about a stipend on Friday, okay? So, like, you know, just throw out a number. I mean, I know Saban's talked about before that they should, these football players should get $5,000. You think $5,000's enough for Zion Williamson? I mean, he's increased ticket pricing 100. But again, it's one of those rare things. That's what I'm saying. It's never going to be enough. What are you going to pay him? $1 million to go to Duke? I mean, no one's going to do that. So that's the issue when people say pay the players. Okay, fine. Give them a stipend. Give them some more. But what's the difference?
I just hate it because LSU. What if LSU doesn't have a good season? Does his name pop up in this?
Uh huh.
Do they? Does his name pop up in it again? Because we heard it in October. Does it surface again if they're...
Well, he's being subpoenaed.
If they're 14 and 11 right now,
mm-hmm.
you hear LSU's name? That's what I'm wondering.
So you think it's because of
the
wins?
I just don't think... I think his name was going to pop up again. Mm-hmm. It just stinks because they're doing so well.
Well, like I said, it will be interesting to see where this goes moving forward.
I just don't like
I think Miller is probably more... Because he actually had one of the top players go play at Arizona and then leave, you know, one and done. They didn't get Kaprivica. So, you know, again, I don't know if Joe Oliva just sits there and says, hey, look, he didn't come here. There's nothing, you know, I mean, coaches have to sometimes talk to these runners and agents.
I just don't like whenever the government gets caught up with sports, man. I just don't like it at all. Why are we doing this, man? Why are they meddling with sports? Go somewhere else, man.
Well, you know, there aren't any other important things to talk about, is there?
No.
Because, look, at the end of the day, what did we say? It's fraud. You didn't pay your taxes. This all comes down to taxes. His income was taxed and not taxed.
It's all about money.
That's all this is.
Somebody isn't getting their piece
that's
of the pie,
exactly
man.
That.
This is what it's all coming
that's
down
right.
to.
That's right. Sports Hangover continues. We try to get Glenn Gilbo. He thinks he can join us here again. He's also following the story here as well. Will Wade just had a presser just to talk about hoops. The latest on Tremont Waters. We got to talk about that game, which was incredible on Saturday. We'll
awesome.
Touch on that as well. Don't go anywhere. It's hour one of the Sports Hangover. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
People will steal from their mama.
Listen up.
folks, it's tax time at Homa's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Homa. Keep your tax refund and trade in your old trailer home for something new. Homa's Clayton Homes, called 985-872-2850 if that old trailer has got to go. Remember, keep your tax refund in your pocket. And remember Homa's Clayton Homes. It's located right off of Highway 311 in Homa. And be sure to visit them on Facebook.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. We done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Not into my choice of sides today. Well, first off, I always do the protein shakes for lunch. Well, I left one cup at Deuce McAllister's Old State Kitchen and Tap. The Ninja thingamajig only comes with two, and I left one here. So I had nothing to make my protein shake.
So you're going to eat Lay's salt and vinegar?
Well, notice they're not open. There were no. Well, I didn't say throw them away.
Put them on the ground so you can't have them on
there. Peanut butter and jelly, so a little protein there.
I'm not going to eat junk food in front of me after I leave the gym.
800-998-1003. Glenn Gilbo, he's leaving the presser now. He's going to join us at 105. 105, Glenn Gilbo, Gannett News Services. His thoughts on this. But I want to throw this out there. Jordan, the intern, go ahead and tweet this. Do you think it's a big deal? If you're an LSU fan, do you think Will Wade being subpoenaed and possibly having to testify about recruiting is a big deal?
It always makes you feel uneasy, considering what happened to Louisville, but that was a different situation.
Right. Because if you get on the stand, well, that's what I'm saying. You get on the stand and go, the question will be, Coach Wade, have you ever paid for a player to attend your program?
What do you think his answer is going to be?
I mean, do you plead the fifth? Because you're not under investigation. I mean, do you skirt around and go, well, look, I mean, a lot of times players ask for things that we can't always give. I mean, it would make me uncomfortable because if he does say that, Sharif, I don't know if he, I mean, do you have to dismiss him? Am I talking nuts here? I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Like if he admits that they've paid players, does the NCAA shut down? You get what I'm getting at? I mean, that's why I do think this is a big deal. Anytime you have to go under oath and testify, like what are the questions? I mean, if the questions are, did you, because it may not just be pertaining to this one. And here's the other thing. If they have him on wiretaps, and it's him, it's his clear sound, and you hear him shutting the door.
Well, this is a pure and simple witch hunt. Witch hunt. Witch hunt.
Okay. Today. But you get what I'm getting at, Sharif? I mean, I do think it can possibly be a big deal, especially if he's on tape. And we don't know what else is on tape. That's the only transcript that we've been given. You know, what if he is on tape saying, hey, I got Tremont Waters. What do you, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how long this investigation has gone for. they don't know. I think it's a very touchy situation, but being subpoenaed means you got to show up. That's why I think it's a big deal, because I don't know. I don't know the unknowns.
You got to imagine the NCAA is calling Joe Oliva as well. Probably wondering what's going on.
And look,
I'm telling you, you can open up the Pandora's box for other schools, and they're probably like,
absolutely,
what's going on? They want to know first before he's probably going to have the best team of lawyers ever before this whole thing goes down.
Yeah, no, like I said,
I just hate it, man. I hate it even for any school, not just LSU, any school. It just makes me shake my head whenever all this stuff happens in college sports. Maybe it's just because I'm a fan of college sports. I don't want to hear the money, and I don't want to hear government agencies getting involved. And I understand it's fraud and other things are going on, but it's just frustrating. When
Will
like
Wade
pops
saying
up.
That he had just saw the report again. It came out 5 minutes before his presser. I mean, literally.
Can we let LSU enjoy victory over a top five team?
He said, "I saw the report. I have no comment. Just saw it." And look, that's the correct answer because I hadn't read it. No comment. I mean, you know. But
it's been known since October, since it came out the first time. I remember when he sat on TV and said he didn't do any business with Christian.
See, that's the problem though, because he says he's never done any business. Then again, are we talking semantics? Like, this business is business defined as a transaction? Is business defined as we did a deal? Because you're on tape talking to him, so you can't claim you don't know him. That's why I think this is I'm not saying monster, but it's a deal. It's absolutely a deal. Cause I don't know what, I mean, does he say not? You know, not, does he, I mean, he can't not testify. I mean, you go up there and you start pleading the fifth. I mean, the NCAA is showing up at LSU's doorstep.
When is that? April 22nd?
I'm already getting tweets.
When is the national championship
that Will Wade should contact the Pelicans about their opening head coach and potential head coaching position?
If they get to the Final Four national championship?
That's what I'm saying. What do you do?
It's a week later, a couple weeks later.
Yeah, it's April.
Minnesota,
April 22nd. So no matter how, yeah, I mean, again, I just, it's already a distraction because those are the only two coaches that are named in this story by Yahoo.
I don't know why it came out right now. Is there any coincidence to when things come out?
In October when this came out, I saw a lot of LSU fans going, was this Calipari making a phone call? You know, because all these coaches know coaches do.
Javonte Smart picked LSU.
Right, exactly. I mean, all these coaches know what other coaches do, okay? I've talked to coaches for years. You've talked to coaches. They know what the school up the street, down the street, a state over, they know. If they were focusing on a player that all of a sudden miraculously goes to a school that didn't win. I mean, I remember before the Ole Miss situation came down, right? When they started getting players when they hadn't won at all. I remember talking to college football coaches saying they were absolutely cheating at Ole Miss. It's like, we know, we tried to talk to them and the guy flat out asked me, we want this amount of money. You know, I mean, like, so coaches know when they're recruiting players, if somebody's done it right or not. They know it. Or, again, right enough. Because no one's clean.
Well,
no one's
if we're
clean.
Talking about programs that are just getting back to relevancy again,
yeah,
there are some football programs that are back in relevancy right now that you can start questioning, too, if that's
absolutely
the case.
No, and that's what I'm getting at.
There's one program that's won two national championships in the last 4 years that can probably be looked at, too.
That's X's and O's. Remember, Texas and O's.
And top
and
three
players.
And top
well.
Three classes. But all right.
All right. We will go to the phone lines when we come back. We'll talk to Glenn Gilbo as well. Madeline Adams, WAFB as well. She was at the game. I want to get that kind of sense of what the PMAC was like. We'll do all that and more when we come back to Sports Hangover. Hour one in the books. It was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You get injured in an accident, ring the King. Hour two next on ESPN New Orleans.